Terry in there with a truth that we absolutely need to know. All we need is Jesus. Well, as you can probably tell, Ryan Fried is off today, but that does not mean we are skipping the What Day Is It game. I have some help with me here today. I welcome into the studios Anna Lokensgaard. Anna, good morning to you.
Good morning, Beth. I'm so glad to help.
Oh, I'm glad that you're here. Otherwise, I'd be kind of lonely this morning. Well, we are going to play the What Day Is It game, and it goes like this. We all have figured out by now that there are holidays pretty much on every day of the calendar. Ryan chooses two that are real, and sometimes they are kind of weird. And then he goes ahead and makes a day up. He just kind of, you know, chooses some kind of interesting subject, turns it into a fake holiday, and he leaves it up to us and you, the listening family, to determine which day he has made up off the top of his head. Now, in his absence, Ryan has pre-recorded 3 days for us to choose from, and Anna, it's going to be up to us to determine which day is the fake day. So, are you ready to find out what Ryan has for us to choose from?
Bring it on.
Okay, Ryan, what are our days for today?
Here are your options for the What Day Is It game for June 24th, National Goat Milk Day, National Kenneth Day, and National Pralines Day. One of those days, I made up.
All right, those are our options. I don't know where to go.
Well, I think you said in your intro that sometimes they can be weird, and I think there's a weird one in here. National Kenneth Day?
Kenneth, as in the name.
Oh.
So, yeah, he's got a little bit of a description here. He says, Kenneth is a masculine given name and surname, the anglicized version of the Gaelic names. I'm not going to try and pronounce them.
No.
He says, Kenneth means handsome or born of fire.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ryan did not make that up, but he could have robbed it to make it sound like it's today.
I know. I don't know. The weird one to me is National Goat Milk Day.
Well, you know, June is National Dairy Month.
Oh, I did not know that.
But would the goat people hawk in on that and just make a day for just goat milk?
I come from a line of dairy farmers, so I should know this.
No, dairy princesses around the area have been hosting breakfasts and all kinds of things.
Oh, dear. So. Yeah. And then what about the praline? National Pralines Day. I don't know. I don't even know where to go with that either.
I don't either. And he always has to have a food one in there.
Always. There's always a food one. Mm-hmm. Now, there's chocolate involved in a praline, so he knows I like that.
Yeah, and nuts and, you know, caramel.
Yeah. All kinds of goodness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now we're at the point in the game where we're so indecisive, Anna.
I know. Usually, one just jumps out at me, but today, nothing is happening. I'm going to go with the Kenneth Day just because I think it's so weird.
Really?
I don't know. It's probably a real thing, but I'm going to probably be wrong.
It's so weird that I kind of like it.
Okay. So you're not on board with that one. Which one would you be leaning to?
I'm going to lean toward National Pralines Day. I don't think he made it up. I think it's not today.
Okay.
I think it's a real day, but not today. Are we ready to find out which one of us is right?
Okay. Go for it.
All right, Ryan, which day is the fake day?
The day that I made up is National Goat Milk Day. This day doesn't exist at all.
We're both wrong.
Yeah, imagine that. Ryan.
You got us both. Ugh.
Wah, wah, wah.
What a great way to start off the week.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we have nowhere to go but up from here.
Thanks for letting me play.
Well, thank you so much, Anna. I appreciate the help.
Yeah,
bless you. Bless you, sister. Here's Casting Crowns on Kinship Radio.